Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you want to check us out online, you know the routine. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you'd like to go to the top of that page, subscribe again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, S-O-L Radio Live. You can jump on our Rumble feed as well. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there. Let me say that again. Beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the other others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Just for the record, folks, got a really bizarre ache going on in the left eye here. So it's just kind of a painful endeavor right now, but we're working through it. This has been going on for the last 2.5 days. So, again, just working through that. Really quick, before I highlight some of the things that I'm going to show you here, I want you to see this. So, lest you thought I was making this up, this is easy to find. This is Rasmussen's report on the FBI. And the approval rating and the impression of the FBI is 100% negative. It's interesting that people are equating, I'm going to show this to you on social media platforms, majority of Americans believe that the FBI is the version of Joe Biden's Gestapo. I'm humored when I hear that. This is no more Joe Biden's government than it is Donald Trump's government. This is your government. What the government is that you see is merely a reflection of what the American people tolerate today. Going back to the point, majority of the American people believe that the FBI is Biden's Gestapo. And what we're seeing from the FBI is nothing more than who they really are and why they were implemented in the first place, why it was created. Again, it's an unconstitutional agency, just like the CIA. Just like so many different alpha organizations, friends, they're unconstitutional. They have no legal authority whatsoever. The only authority that they have over you is the authority that you believe they have over you. And, of course, they'll implement that regardless if it's lawful or not. They've been doing this for a long time. But you'd think all those good people in the FBI would realize that it's their job to, as they would say, uphold the Constitution, not tear it down. Yet the people are viewing the FBI as one that is tearing down the Constitution, and they're acting out as the Gestapo on the behalf of federal government, which is no government at all, folks. This is not American government in any sense of the word. Just wanted you to see that for the very reason of what I'm going to show you next now. We're seeing this, and this is one of the things that I highlighted concerning this mayor over in New York. I started kind of discerning that he was bumping up against the powers that were tolerated, and in his particular situation, he wasn't tolerating it. I'm not by any means trying to convey to you that I believe he's an upright man, but I do believe that he started getting the big boy pants there when he was in New York acting as the mayor, where he was given a orders by his handlers to do certain things, and he began to kick up against them. I've talked about this. My listeners know that we've talked about this several times. Well, we're seeing it again. What is the FBI doing? They're now becoming the Gestapo again, in beginning to vet Mayor Eric Adams. And I want to tell you why. Because he's not going along. He's not doing what he's told to do, friends. That's how this works. And Americans, again, you know that this is how it works. But again, the FBI is now going through all of this guy's aides and his own home himself, friends. And he's been, I'm sure he's been sufficiently warned. And again, he's not playing by the rules. So what they're going to do is they're going to begin to oust him. They're warning him right now, either you play by the rules or this is what's going to happen. You guys are all aware of what took place on January 6th. We know that it was an entrapment. They were lured by Donald Trump. They were led, then they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes that were committed against them by the federal government, provocateurs, paid provocateurs that were bussed in. We have all of this evidence. But regardless of that, friends, what's happening? Because the American people are giving a pass to the FBI, can't blame anybody else but the American people. The FBI is now doing what? They just went and arrested Blaze's Media's Steve Baker over January 6th reporting. So the FBI and the federal government are now pushing themselves in a position of an oppressive government through totalitarian means in telling you what you can say, what you can't say, and if you say it, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play the modern day Gestapo, and we're going to start to arrest people that were there exercising their First Amendment rights. Might I remind you, God-given rights, not representative. I mean, listen carefully, friends. We have representatives in this country, and it's not tedious for me to remind you, Americans, that we do not have leaders in this country. I don't know where you people get it from when you call your president or the judges or legislative or judicial, folks, whatever branch that they might be in. I don't know where you're getting off thinking that you have leaders in this country. The leader that we have in this country is no king but King Jesus. If you would like to dispute that, here I am, 1-866-582-9933. We are premised on common law, correct? Which is what? It's extracted from the Torah, right? Yeah, okay, just wanted to make sure the first five books of Moses, and the only leader that we have, 18:18, you can go to 15 through 18 in Deuteronomy, and you can find out who our leaders are, friends, because Moses was the one that was used to establish the government that we have, but we have no king but King Jesus at our forefathers. That's why you see Jesus, that's why you see Moses everywhere you go, that's why you see your politicians put their hands on the Bible, swearing that they will uphold the enumerated laws. The only leader that we have in this country, friends, is found in Article 6, Section 2, which is called the Supremacy Clause. Under who? Under who? Come on, we can say it, friends. Under God. That's exactly right. Our rights come from God. Our representatives derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. Americans, get it in your heart and get it in your head and get it into action. My goodness, friends, enough is enough of this nonsense. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Just looking at the live chat right now, people talking about the COVID jabs. I don't know if you were around when we were highlighting how many people had died just this week from the jab as well. One person just said that they lost their job because of the jab. We did have a said representative from Arizona, and she had proposed a bill to put a stop to what the Supreme Court was doing. For those that did not know, the Supreme Court was telling the attorneys across the country to stand down lest they thought that they were going to go ahead and take on big pharma companies for the fallout, the adverse events that took place, the genocide that took place concerning the experimental jabs. The Supreme Court basically warned the attorneys throughout the United States of America to stand down. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But this isn't where you stand down. This is where you stand up. And if you want to know why Jesus woed the lawyers, that's exactly why. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. Read the whole of it, and you'll find out how he addresses the attorneys. He woes them because they did not have the internal fortitude in any sense of the word to actually stand up and uphold the law the way that they were supposed to. They took it from a bunch of 9 unelected criminal bureaucrats that are sitting on the Supreme Court bench today that are working for big pharma, and that's a fact, folks. That's not speculatory in any sense of the word. So with that, if you lost your job, I would strongly suggest that you stand up and you go back after those that fired you for losing your job, because they have no authority whatsoever. The burden of proof is on them, not on you. But they have no authority whatsoever to tell anybody, you better take a jab or else, in any sense of the word. Just wanted to make that clear in passing. Also wanted to let you know, too, again, friends, if you want to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to kind of rehash a couple things that we were talking about yesterday for our weekend friends concerning the crimes of the illegals. Friends, you do know that the illegals, listen to the word illegals, that are being drawn in by federal and state governments today, they're committing crimes against the American people. This we all know. There's a high-profile case right now concerning 22-year-old Laken Riley, and I want to introduce her to you really quick, and then I want to show you what's happening on college campgrounds and campuses across the country as to how they're responding as to what's going on concerning the federal and state governments alluring illegals into America.
Was found dead on a trail near the University of Georgia campus. The suspect is 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra, and it was soon discovered that he is actually an illegal immigrant who crossed the U.S. border in 2022. He left his home in Venezuela and crossed into El Paso, Texas that year. And as it is clear that Ibarra should have been deported back to Venezuela, he was actually let into the United States due to lack of space at his detention facility. It's also been discovered that Jose Ibarra was arrested before in New York City for endangering a 5-year-old child. On top of that, he has a brother by the name of Diego Ibarra, who also entered this country illegally, has been arrested on multiple occasions, and most recently has been arrested for faking a green card and utilizing that to get a position at the University of Georgia. I'm sure we're all starting to put the puzzle pieces together. If Jose Ibarra is responsible for this heinous crime, it was most definitely a preventable one, and one that could have been prevented in 2022 when he came to the U.S. border in order to get into the United States of America.
Okay, I don't know what people don't understand when I say this, but the federal government and the state government and the mayors have allured them in on your dime. And isn't it interesting how this young lady who did a fantastic job, isn't it interesting how she said that if he did this, if he's responsible for committing this crime, it's amazing how the mainstream media says it's an alleged, when it's politicians or those that they mean to protect like these illegals, it's alleged, but if it's us peasants, we're guilty until proven innocent, which is completely upside down in this country. They're being allured in by federal and state governments on your dime. The federal and state governments are stealing your tax dollars by alluring them in, giving them $10,000 vouchers in New York, giving them $5,000 cards at the border in Texas, Arizona, the southern border, giving them free telephone so they can be tracked. That's what it's about. And also giving them tickets to the destination of their choice. That's why they're here. I don't know why people keep acting like that's not what's going on. And no, they're not immigrants. They're illegals. They're here illegally. And your federal and your state governments are committing the act of treason. It's a crime. Article 3, Section 3. Common sense comes into play. I want to show you this. This is in Georgia. This is some sort of vigil going on for this young lady, Laken Riley, who was murdered by this illegal. And I just want you to look at their faces, friends, because it's a sad day in America when the young people in this country have to stand up and defend themselves concerning what the elders allow the federal and state government to do to their own children. But check this out. Pretty quiet, isn't it? Majority of them are women, by the way. Now, I'm just wondering what those women, why there's so many women that are there. I suspect that they're probably thinking that they could be next. I'm trying to figure out where the men are, just like these women are. Just like I hear all the time, where are the men, Bradley? I know. I totally get it. I have never seen so many effeminate pansies sitting on the couch, paying attention to what doesn't matter in all of my life. They don't deserve the freedoms that they have. Again, look at these young people looking at a vigil for those that are going to stand up and defend them against the crimes of their federal and their state governments. Quit acting, Americans, like this is a foreign government doing this to you, though they are acting foreign. No, they're playing the Judas, Luke 22:48. And I want to say to all the men, why don't you look at those women that are looking for you to be the man? But you can't find the time to be a man. But it's interesting, when I drive down the road, I can see men out on the ice in Minnesota. They're taking the time to go ice fishing. That's I guess that's the new definition of what a man is. They're ice fishing. Well, their children are being murdered. Well, their people are being genocided. This is amazing. Well, the government allures the illegals to come in to take your place. You just don't realize it yet. But that's what's happening. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that don't like the truth of the matter. But you know what? If that's the case, then find someone else to listen to. You want to keep your head stuck in the sand. You keep going on with your bad self, because soon enough, as it's already appearing across the country, it's going to be at your front door. It's going to be at your front door, like it or not. Like it or not. We have everything within ourselves, under God, to right these wrongs, but that's all I see from today's conservatives and professors in the pulpits, is talk their doom and gloom about how they can't do anything about what's going on. What are they doing? They're decimating, they're promulgating, they're broadcasting the bad report, rather than we're more than able to overcome in the strength of God. Shame on you, period. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this. Another said individual in government, Mark Elrick, is the second-term county executive in Montgomery County, the most populous county in Maryland. In 2019, Elrick signed the Promoting Community Trustee Executive Order, which made Montgomery County a sanctuary county for illegal immigrants. Hey, folks, just do yourself a favor. Go to the Constitution and take the time and ask the question, where the provision to go ahead and allow for America to aid and abet illegals in their counties. Can you show me where that's legal? Nope. You can't find it, can you? Nope. It's called treason. It is a high crime against we the people. But if you look at this article here, friends, Mark Elrick is declared a sanctuary county. Now a 2-year-old boy is dead because of him, and now he's reconsidering. Hey, folks, aren't these said representative governments that are supposed to, their representatives, aren't they supposed to receive delegated authority from the people to do that? I want you to listen to this. Now he's reconsidering this, like he is a government unto himself, like those people in his county serve him rather than him serving the county. Anybody sickened by this yet? Yep, me too. You'd think that there'd be a million people on right now watching this. Oh, no, no, friends. No. You got to understand, not only are we being censored, but, folks, we are being harassed over in this ministry in a major way. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Oh, my goodness. I could tell you 1,000 times over the harassment that we've had to deal with in this ministry. Boy, look at this, folks. Right over the top of the studios, we have these helicopters flying over us out in the middle of nowhere. This has been going on for decades. Decades. And it's interesting. We followed the trail, and it's interesting it came from the same spot. But it identified as two different flight, not flight patterns, but those that were in flight. Folks, it's getting heated up out there, and it's time.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There was a lot of political action at the Texas-Mexico border this week. President Biden and former President Trump both visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump meeting with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, holding a rally in Eagle Pass. That rally was at a riverfront, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle. Biden urged GOP lawmakers to approve a bipartisan border security deal. Turns out the leader of the Republican impeachment push against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is changing course on his retirement plans. Mark Green has decided not to leave Congress at the end of his term. A wildfire continues raging out of control in Texas. It has now recently become the largest fire ever in the state's history. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again. Just wanted to highlight this really quick. We have studios. We are rural. This has been going on for decades in this ministry, and we have something that's able to track flights, and we've been harassed across the country. We've been harassed for decades in this ministry across the country. People need to understand that a lot of the helicopters that come out of these medical hospitals, these heliports on top of the hospitals, They're alpha fronts. They're CIA fronts. And they're using these helicopters and they're using these aircraft to basically track people, and harass them across the country. And again, I just want to let you know that you all realize that this stuff has been going on for a long time, right? Our attorneys all the well know it. I mean, we have film of it, happening hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And, we've had it. And so, folks, when I'm talking about certain things concerning these alpha organizations and how they're being used, such as what we highlighted earlier, that the Gestapo is what they're being equated to by the American people, and they have 100% disapproval rating. Well, that's exactly what they are. They are the Gestapo. They're there to basically suppress or deal with any political opposition that a corrupt administration might have, to basically get them out of the way, censor them, suppress them, or take them out. It depends on how much of a threat they are. I mean, for you to suggest that this, again, Americans, hasn't been going on for a long time in this country, I got a truth pill here for you, and it's called the Word of God. And it's very real, this warfare is. I was just talking about how these illegals are being allured in, and I highlighted this yesterday, and they're being allured in by federal and state and city governments. Okay? By creating something called sanctuary cities. There's absolutely no such thing. It's called treason. They can go ahead and put a name in front of it all that they want to, but the fact of the matter is, friends, what they're doing is committing the act of treason. Not only that, but they're stealing. It's called theft. They're reallocating your tax dollars and using it against yourselves. Okay? I want to show you something. This is just coming to my aid right now. I want to show you something because I know some of you people out there, you're just, you think you're in the fight, but you have no clue. You have no idea. You play it safe. You're out there living your own life. And the fact of the matter is that the people that are in the fight, there's a different understanding to them. Yesterday I brought this up and I'm going to play it again for you. It's Laura Logan. She's calling out how the U.S. government is funding NGOs to be their political assassins. Well, folks, they're using big tech companies to do this. They're using these alpha organizations to do this. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, folks. But this is one of those that I wanted you to see because she's getting it firsthand the same way that we've gotten it firsthand. Prager University is getting the same thing. People across the board are complaining about being censored. They've had the rug pulled, per se, metaphorically speaking. And again, I want you to hear what Laura has to say and listen to her carefully. Because what I want you to understand, folks, is when we are not here anymore, you need to understand they're aiming it at you. We're an obstacle, friends. And the way that you cause the flock to scatter is you smite the shepherds. And I'm just, again, using that in a spiritual sense. So you might understand how this all works, regardless of what capacity you're in operation right now. I'm in ministry. We can apply it. You can apply the same analogy to others. And Laura Logan just happens to be one, and I want you to listen to what she has to say. She's in a congressional hearing. This is the reason I keep telling you to share this information. You have to share this information, friends, because we are under attack by our said government. No doubt about it.
You've been targeted over the last 10 years. Can you describe what precipitated your targeting?
Yes, reporting the truth about Benghazi. I was attacked by one of those NGOs that masquerades as a nonpartisan watchdog in violation of its 501(c) status. It occupies a highly partisan position. I'm talking about Media Matters for America. I'm sure there's many doctors in this room, scientists who've been attacked by the same people. The same people that run that, David Brock, for example, another political assassin, now runs an organization called Facts First USA, which is designed to make sure that your research, Dr. Hazan, never reaches the people or the public. There are other organizations like Defeat Disinfo, which claims to be a PAC that goes after disinformation.
NewsGuard is one of these. Snopes is one of these. CNN Fact Checkers are one of these.
And the other people that advise that organization. But what, you know, Senator Johnson, it's not a secret that these organizations exist. What is not widely known and talked about is that it's paid for by us. It's paid for by the taxpayers in your omnibus spending bills that get shoved through the House and the Senate against the will of the people of this country. There are cutouts for these NGOs, and what they do is they launder this money, they pass it from one NGO to the next, and in the name of preventing the spread of disinformation, they censor, silence, intimidate, and punish. I said that this is a death sentence for journalists. It's how you murder a journalist without killing them. It's how you murder a scientist without killing them. It's how you murder a doctor without killing them. It's how you murder the vaccine injured when they haven't died yet. It's how you finish them off and everybody else in their family. And it's time for people in this building who come to work every day here who's to serve us. This is the only country where we, the people, are the government. This is a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. And the same is said for so-called journalists. Del Bigtree, this man, has...
See, so it goes on and on, friends. Just showing you the severity of what's going on here. Okay? I'm going to take Jeff from Tennessee. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley.
Hey.
And all you boat rockers out there. Well, the problem with our men today is all the chemicals and garbage that's in our food.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Jeff, I'm not going down that road with you, guy. It's spiritual. I eat the same things those guys eat. It's an issue of what's in their heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks and it acts. And I see it all over the country, Jeff, and you see it with me. They do nothing. They listen. They sit and listen to the truth of the matter. And when it comes time for them to stand up and play the men, they're the first ones gone. They're the first ones accusing you or attacking you or persecuting you because you go too far in actually trying to bring about resolve to the issues. I see it all day long. And I've heard this before from another preacher, and it's like, I'm not going down that road.
I do too, but it also falls into the indoctrination in the public school system.
Yep.
That their brains are being washed with all this garbage that's being thrown in here.
But wait a second, Jeff. Let me ask you something. Let's have this conversation. Who's sending those kids to the public school?
Where's the problem?
There you go. Proverbs 22:6.
That are sending these people like us who are grown up and we don't get affected by this stuff.
Yep.
But they send their kids to this indoctrination center whose brains are being scrambled with the garbage that's put in their bodies, and then they're easily controlled.
Yep.
The same as Hitler did.
That's right. And Stalin and Mao Zedong and what's going on in America. What's been going on in America since 1962? Yep. I totally get it. And here's the thing. If people want it all to come to an end, get your kids out of the public school. Because without those kids being in the public school, they have nothing to work with, Americans. And the fact of the matter is when you take responsibility and you be the parent that you're supposed to be, they have nothing to work with. It's all over for them. No more agenda. We get our country back. But it's just an issue of who they love more. Do they love their job more or do they love their kids more? Period.
That's it. It's where your heart lies.
Amen.
That's where your treasure is.
That's right.
My kids are my treasure. My kids are my future. They are my inheritance. God has given me my children as inheritance for me to live immortality on this planet.
Hey, Jeff, online right now, someone's saying that we're attacking men. Do you hear anybody attacking men? I didn't know I was attacking men. I'm attacking those that call themselves men but are not men. They aren't men. No, I'm not attacking men.
Yeah. We're not attacking men. We're attacking those that call themselves men who have been castrated.
Yeah, they're effeminate.
They have the backbone to stand up.
Yep, no, I totally get it.
Where are these men in the school board meetings? Where are these men in the city council and county council meetings that are standing up and facing these so-called men on these boards that are being controlled and operated by outside influences and money? That's causing the problems that we have.
Yep. I totally agree. I totally 100% agree, Deb. And here's the thing. I got a brand new article today, now that you're saying that, it's coming to my aid, that the younger generation, and I've been saying this for years, because I've seen it for years, but the little kids are starting to have, the little kids, I'm talking little kids, a little 10 and 11 year old kids, are having to now stand up and do what the parents should have done a long time ago. They're saying, no, you're not going to do that to me. Yes, I can wear this T-shirt. Yes, I can pray. I never lost the right. Though my parents told me I can't do it, I can't find where I can't do it. As a matter of fact, guys like Bradley Dean are telling me we never lost our right to do it. That's right. But the kids, just like I showed you in Georgia concerning that vigil they had for Lane at Lake and how she was murdered, they're standing up and saying, we got to defend ourselves. Where are the men? And the majority of the individuals that were there at that vigil were young women. It's every event I see across the country, Jeff, and you've been to a couple of them. Who leads them up? It's not the men. It's the women.
The women that are standing up. It's what they call the mama bears. Mama bears.
That's right.
Where are the sheepdogs at?
That's right. I got a hard break, Jeff. I totally appreciate it. Folks, that's exactly right. The mama bears. The mama bears, we salute the mama bears for doing what the papa bears aren't doing. So we're giving you a thumbs up. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back again on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Here, folks, I'm again just noticing lots of comments on live chat right now. I wish you would call in and throw on the table for everybody to hear because a lot of the stuff that you're saying, I can tell who's TV watchers. I can tell who have their kids in public schools. Again, you're listening to a guy that's done 365 public schools in 25 states. Okay? Have the hat, have the t-shirt. What I've always noticed with the kids, if there was an issue, I looked at the parents. The Bible tells us in Luke 7:35 that wisdom is justified by her parents. What are you talking about? Pelican Rapids High School, doing the high school. I remember a teacher came out, and there was probably 400 students at this assembly, and I was just getting ready to do it, and she stood there, and she was complaining about those kids. And she complained about those kids, about this, that, and the other thing. And I said to her, ma'am, I got a question for you. And she said, what? I said, who raised those kids up? Don't sit there and blame the kids for the way that they act when you're the ones that raise them up. Train up a child in the way he or she will go, so when then he or she is old, they will not depart from it. By throwing a kid into a public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, being raised up by your sworn enemies, only shows the hypocrisy of who you are, not them. You're the hypocrites. You're the hypocrites. And I'll tell you what, I feel good standing in the middle of that because I know it's true. I know it's true. The fact of the matter is too many people try to excuse themselves or to accuse others for what they're guilty of. Not going to play that game here. If you'd like to, again, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to go back to this again, and I want you to listen to the to Dr. Phil. I like some of the stuff he says. Not very familiar with a lot of stuff he does. I'm not a TV watcher. I came out of that garbage a long time ago. I do pay attention to what's going on across the country. He comes up once in a while, and what I've seen so far has been good. Okay? That's what I know. Am I christening him? Am I endorsing him? I'm endorsing the truth. Okay? I want you to understand that Dr. Phil just went to the border. And I want you to also understand what Dr. Phil is saying. Because the federal and the state governments are child trafficking. They're trafficking children. We told you this years ago, but nobody wants to listen to it until somebody like Dr. Phil has to say it. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Phil tell you what I told you years ago. And I want you to listen carefully as to who the responsible party is, because not only are they responsible for treason, but they're also responsible for human trafficking children. This is the same government, by the way, that I'm talking about, that is responsible for the murder of 70 million babies. So don't act like it's too far out there concerning what they're guilty of, friends. And the other thing is, it's not like they're hiding any of this anymore. They're doing it right in your face. And they're doing it with a brazen forehead. Okay?
The thing is that you went to the southern border. Now, you're saying that you're going to give people facts. What did you take away from that experience, and what kind of reporting are you going to be bringing back from that experience?
I'll tell you the fact I took away. I talked to the head of all the border guards down there, the head of the union. I asked him straight up, kids are coming over the border with numbers written on them, phone numbers and addresses. Mm-hmm. Do we check those out? He said, well, we call them. Is it possible
Haley, I don't care who he's friends
them
with.
Into known prostitution rings or sweatshops? He said, it's not possible. It is absolute. We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution and sweatshops.
Let's play this sound.
Okay, so did he mince words? No, I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure, because this is information we knew for a long time ago. I commend him for telling the truth. Somebody said, he's friends with Oprah. I don't care who he's friends with. I'm promoting the truth. Don't strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. What, because he just told you the truth about the kids? Is that another excuse for you not to stand up and to defend your kids? Is that what that's about? Because that's what you're writing it for. I'm sick and tired of people putting things in their own path in an attempt to try to excuse themselves from their obligations and commandments that God gave them. We are obligated by God, because we are our brother's keepers, to stand up and to defend our children. Again, animals do that. I mean, just think about it. Animals protect their own children. I remember when we were in Alaska, we have some friends out there. They were out there. And he's in law enforcement, and he wanted us to come out and do some events with them. So we ended up going out there, and we were told, don't worry about the bears, worry about the moose. And one particular day we were driving, it didn't go to night, it was day all the time. And I remember one day we were driving down the road, and all of a sudden he was in front of us, and he calls up and he said, listen, I have a moose with her cow. That's her baby. And it looks like she's going to charge me, stay back there. It's probably about a quarter of a mile back. Okay? So I did what he told me, and I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? That animal, that moose, has more common sense than most people in America. She was ready to charge this man's truck in defense of her own baby. And in America, what do you get? Oh, you get people make up excuses as to why they don't do what they're supposed to do. Well, let me tell you something. Your excuses are going to end up in hell with the people that make them, just so you know. Because if it was you or it was your kids, you would want any kind of help you could possibly get. These kids are crying out for help. And what are the federal and state governments getting away with because people want to make excuses? What are they doing? They're doing what they're doing. That's how they're getting away with it. Oh, let me go back to this because I'm talking to you now. Some of you excuse makers, listen carefully. Illegal immigrant arrested for alleged 25, no, notice the word alleged again, 25-day terror spree, including rape, armed robbery. Who's aiding and abetting these illegals to commit the crimes against you, which I'm just as angry about concerning this as I am what they're doing with the kids, and so should you be. See, I'm here to do my best to make sure that, because I'm a back watcher, make sure that you're safe too. I'm not making any excuses. Somebody just said, how come it's only Tim and Bradley and another person that are preaching out against this? Remember we were just talking about where the men? There's your answer, okay? Illegal immigrant, here's a brand new one. Illegal immigrant charged with murder of toddler after multiple prior arrests. The federal government, state governments, and mayors are aiding these criminals and their crimes against you. Just wanted to make clear you understood. Oh, and where's the federal judges? Here you go. Again, just this week, federal judge blocks Texas law that would allow law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants. I wonder where they derived that from. Because I guarantee you, folks, it isn't there. See, this is where 329.5 million people rise up and don't ask for their resignation, of course, but demand an impeachment and a prosecution. And also lay in that prosecution the crimes that they've committed concerning treason. Because when you look at Cornell Law School, 8 U.S. Code 1324, it is a big no-no to bring an illegal in to America. And it also applies to those that hire the illegals. Just wanted to make clear that you understood how broad this was. Okay? Let's go to the next one. My goodness, a lot of crimes being committed, and here's the judges saying to the cops, you can't do anything to them when they're committing crimes against Americans. You see the correlation? Do you see how the Lord's pulling away our protectors, the law that defends us, and condemning the wicked, justifying the righteous, 25 verse 1 of Deuteronomy? Isn't it interesting how the Lord's starting to pull that away and making ourselves a prey? Why? Because we have failed to stand up for our own children. That's why. You reap what you sow. That applies to all of us. Here's another one. In some cases, I guess the best that the bad guys get, those that are committing the act of treason, I guess the best that they get now is the people in their cities shout them down and call them liars. That's a good start, but he needs to be impeached and prosecuted. Residents shout down mayor for defending sanctuary city policies at Lakin Riley briefing. You ready for this one? Because this is the one that's going to make you mad. This is the one that's really going to make you mad. If you're not mad yet, this is going to do it. And if it doesn't, you need to move to Mexico. And I'm not kidding you. The propaganda outlet, Associated Press, brutally roasted online after bending backwards to avoid linking students' death to illegal immigrants. So what am I saying? The mainstream media and federal and state governments are trying to defend the crimes of the illegals that are being committed against you. Federal law says they're responsible for alluring them in. They're responsible for the crimes that they commit.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.